Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 250 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 122 of those were in Lagos. The Ministry of Health continues to say to us that the fourth wave is over, but they also continue to advise that you stay safe. Wear your mask, you know, wash your hands, sanitize as frequently as possible. Thank you for tuning into the show. I have a great one for you. It's an extended big three. We may not get all the way up to 4:30, but you know, we're gonna carry it over into the 4 o'clock hour. Let's talk about the Lagos state government suspending NURTW activities in Idumota. Then let's talk about Buhari making fuel subsidy removal the next president's problem. And then let's talk about campaign finance and whether bullion vans on election eve are normal. There's no glass ceiling today. There's no big hard fact today because AFCON is still on. But by next week, all of that should be done. And it's going to be you and I right here on Hard Facts, like the way you love it. So let's get started with the big three, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three. The big three on Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Does the suspension of NURTW in Idumota go far enough? Is suspending subsidy removal until July 2023 a political move? How can campaign finance and spending be better regulated? Our first story starts here in Lagos. The Lagos state government has banned NURTW from operating in the Idumota axis. Of course, we talked about last week's gang violence there, in which two people were murdered. It turns out the state government and the police believe that it was two NURTW factions fighting each other over payment collection. They've been named as the Koshoko Boys and the Eyo Boys. Now, let's start there. Is the NURTW a union or a criminal gang? I ask because, should unions be having factions with names like this? Should a union have people in the streets ready to fight each other, allegedly with guns, knives, bottles? But that's an aside. Back to the story. We heard from the governor, Governor Sanwo-Olu's SA on transportation, Oluwatoyin Fayinka. And he said that the suspension applies to activities at Enyeyo, Church Street, and Idumota Bridge. Now, you may remember me mentioning Fayinka last year. That was back in February last year when NURTW and RTAN had a clash at Obalende Park. Three people died. Over a dozen people were injured. Do you remember when we talked about that on Hard Facts? And when it happened, the government did not suspend or ban them. Nobody was arrested. Instead, both sides were called for a peace talk at Radisson Blue Hotel. And who mediated the peace talks? Oluwatoyin Fayinka. And back then, many of you called in, you accused the government of treating these groups with kid gloves when they allegedly break the law, and you were worried that it would embolden them to keep doing it. Many of you wanted stronger action. We have the example in Ondo State, for instance, where the state government banned these unions last year after violence at a Guba rally. So do you think that the stronger reaction this time is because of lessons learned from last time? I mean, we're hearing that the police rapid response squad has arrested two NURTW leaders in the area. And then there's also this suspension of activities in Idumota. But do you think that this partial suspension will be enough to send the message to the transport unions to clean up their act? Or do you think government should take stronger steps against them? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I say that because I'll be playing a video for you later on. So today's a good day to watch our live stream. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Isam.
What's your name, sir?
Hey, welcome.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Why? Those people, when they ban, are criminals.
Okay.
Those arrows that are causing mayhem, embarrassing Nigeria, many are bunch of criminals.
Okay.
That's supposed to be extincted and removed in Lagos. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Secondly, the suspension of subsidy is because of, it is called political honoritism and political imperialism against the citizenry. They want after election, they will not remove it. But I want to implore them in a real way.
Okay.
I want to implore them to build a refinery. And let me tell you something that people are not saying. If God arrives now and dry up this our oil, are we not going to survive? No, are we not going to survive? Let them build the refinery for us now. Know that the one that I build now, they will go say 1,000 liters. When my wife, they buy 300 in the last 2 days, I voted 1,000 and I wanted to send her back to return them. If they go remove this subsidy, I don't going to buy the champagne. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
So it is a political anarchism and a political imperialism and a political malicious act. So that after election, they will not remove it. They will remove it after they have given me 2 standard refineries and renovated that Ikoyi Federal Secretariat. What they said, they're supposed to put use into World Roof 21 and give them the correct farming. That's what we need.
All right. Thank you, Getchuku, for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
This is TBK from Sulawesi.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, Sandra, I want to talk about the NURLT that was banned in Izumota.
Yes. Do you think it goes far enough?
Yeah. So, Sandra, I just want to tell you that thing is just a charade.
Okay.
Yes, because if Lagos State is really sincere, they would have banned NURLT all over Lagos. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about NURLT as a whole.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Yes, because this is not the first time that we're having this kind of incident in Lagos State.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
It happens almost in every area of Lagos State.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are really sincere and they want to stop this problem, they would have banned NURLT as a whole. Just the same way, I think, is it not Ondo or one other Southwest?
Ondo, yes. Ondo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people are really causing nuisance in Lagos State. You see them in traffic, chasing buses, causing a lot of hold up on the road, you know, making life so unbearable for people. So it seems they don't want to do something about this. They're just trying to, like, you know, play with our intelligence, you know.
Okay.
So they are not really sincere about really stopping the problem.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. We'll take one more call and then we'll take a look at our second story. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Tari, calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Tari. Long time. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Sandra.
Welcome. Tell me your thoughts.
On Sunday, when I was going to church, I was with the boss on the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to Laje. Three guys jumped on the bus. One held the mirror, said the conductor should pay money for it. Called it them Uriowo. So the conductor didn't make conductor to the driver. He didn't want to. The driver said, give it to me. And I asked him that, driver, what's the Uriowo? He said, head money. I had money for who? I saw a guy, I'll show you now. When I moved forward, I saw one rash looking guy like that, with hands in his pocket. So a guy, like, for that man, the collecting money for that particular man. That one said yes. Mojo will say every money, that man, it's his own money. He contributed to him. What nonsense is that? The band, that is, it should be scrapped from the entire Lagos State. They are nuisance. But he said they had a meeting last year. In what? Radisson Blue Hotel. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Mm.
It doesn't make sense. They can do it in Ondo. I know it can be done in Lagos, but they will not do it in Lagos. Because the government are using them. They are part of the government. Actually, the first time I called, they said the fourth arm of government in Lagos State. It is annoying. It should be scrapped entirely. And there's nothing they can do about it. It should be scrapped. If they can make it do much, they can make the whole Lagos. What are they doing? They make over 100 billion a month. For who? What does it go to? No, we just extort. Even if you check it, the bus drivers, no, the way you remember that from that NRT. It's all touts, not the bus drivers. It's called, as I said, you know, road workers. They are not working. They don't have a bus. Some of them, when they stop, they will not buy a bus.
All right, thank you very much for calling us. Now let's move on to our second story. Our second story is our usual look at the race to 2023. Yesterday on the Daily Digest, Jimmy Dissou interviewed a key supporter of Bola Tinubu. Remember that you can catch Jimmy on the Daily Digest every weekday morning, immediately after the morning crossfire from 9 a.m. So anyways, yesterday he spoke to Kehinde Bamgbetan, the co-founder of Grassroots Network for Asiwaju Tinubu. They had a nice, long conversation, which you can listen to on our website. You can watch on our Facebook, nigeriainfo.fm. But there was one particular question and answer that I want us to talk about on today's Big Three. And you can watch the clip from that interview on our Facebook live stream right now. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. If you cannot watch, you can definitely listen. I want you to listen to this question that Jimmy asked Kehinde and the answer that Kehinde gave.
Those of you who are very close supporters of Asiwaju, are you working seriously with him on some of his minuses?
We
let me give you one easily.
Yes.
You and I know that the issue of those bullion vans should not have happened. True or false?
Well, the circumstances will determine. Let me explain to you, sir. Let us be practical about this matter. You want to run a statewide election. This is 2 days or 3 days to that election. You are going to fund this across Lagos State. You want to ensure that security of the funding, you know, that you are about to disburse will be such that everybody will be able to get ready to play their role in that election. Running an election is not a cheap affair for a whole state or for a whole country. And certainly, whether you like it or not, you either move the funds through the electronic system or you move the funds fiscally.
Well, I'm glad
so you're saying that there's some circumstances
I'm glad you're saying that because I think that he didn't think deeply of that exercise. There are other ways in which funds could have been moved, and one is what you have said is electronic. I believe that sometimes he takes his environment for granted.
I don't think so. I think sometimes it's the emergency, particularly in the heat of the moment, in the emergency in which you find yourself, in the fact that these logistics have to be deployed almost across the large space of land involving lots of people. Perhaps there may be need.
I mean, come on, you have party structures for crying out loud.
But I'm just saying that some of this
you have party treasurers. They have computers. They have everything.
It doesn't work like that all the time.
Now, I'm sure that most of you know the episode that Jimmy was describing there. That was on the eve of the 2019 elections. A video went viral of bullion vans at Tinubu's home while APC operatives and supporters were crowded in the area. And you heard Bamgbetan, he said he did not see the big deal. Politicians have to give money to operatives in the field. They can either give them cash or they can send them this money via transfers. But there's more to that. There's also the legal angle, especially where the area of campaign finance comes in. The Electoral Act limits how much can be spent on any campaign. Back in 2019, the limit for a Guba campaign was 200 million naira, while the presidential campaign limit was 1 billion naira. Total. From all sources. So if a presidential campaign receives and spends more than 1 billion, it has broken the law. That means party leaders like Tinubu was in 2019 are not meant to simply give cash to operatives from the back of a bullion van. They're meant to record all their contributions and, if possible, direct them through the party or through the campaign organization to make sure compliance is met and that all records can be submitted to INEC. That's probably what Jimmy was referring to when he pointed out that every party has a treasurer's office. Incidentally, after that 2019 election, neither the APC nor the PDP submitted their financial reports to INEC as required by law. In fact, only four parties out of the over 70 parties in Nigeria submitted their reports. The Action Democratic Party, ADP, All Grassroots Alliance, AGA, Liberation Movement, and Yes Party. Those are the only ones that submitted their financial reports afterwards. Could it be because these parties knew that they couldn't show that they respected the spending limit? I don't know. What do you think? And this issue of campaign spending limits and private donations, it brings back the question of what our candidates do for a living, you know, and how they make their money. Because remember, money is the key factor for who ends up winning an election anywhere in the world. And it's hard to make money. At least it's hard to make it legally. And we're all very happy to see multi-billionaires who made their money the right way. But once someone decides to use their personal fortune to win an election, doesn't the public have the right to make sure that the money was not stolen from the public purse and was actually made legally? What do you think? And more importantly, what do you think about Bamgata's answer about the bullion vans? What do you think about that episode back in 2019? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We have about 5 minutes before we have to take a break. But as soon as we come back from that break, we'll keep taking your thoughts on this subject. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Chinna.
ID, Kankwe. Welcome. What do you want to talk about?
Your voice is fresh. Fresh.
Thank you.
Honey, let me start with that. I'll be repeating first. You know, say our government, I just don't want to talk so that you don't cut me off first. Because now, if I enter most of one day, one of the fly enter off.
Hello, Chinna. Nah, network cut you, no be me. Please call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kelvin.
Hey, my good man. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very well. Go ahead.
Yes, I listened to Mr. Bamgata yesterday. Well, let me just state this. He's a family friend.
Okay.
So, But we have to do what we have to do in analyzing the situation.
Okay.
As it is now, my dear family friend is kind of big, you know. I don't know how he's going to be able to marshal out and remove this baggage that on the principles that the principles is bearing.
Mm.
That incident in 2019, when it happened, we advised the spokesperson of the Jagaban there that they are not managing this man well. And in an election, if you took a van and you were asked to say it's your money, that did anybody work for him for his money? He has the right to do it with his money. I was so sad. How can this man speak like this?
Okay.
Now, that's a big baggage that his parents is then. I don't know how he's going to manage it. He was the same man that went to Osun State that is richer than the state. So these are the things people that are bringing forth. And for a man that wants to run for the office of the president, I don't think the people should be coming out to be speaking for him. He should come out and explain these things to people so that they will know where we're headed. Because bringing out people to come and clarify these things, they won't do the job. Or they'll just be academic with the truth. So when I was listening to Mr. Bamgata yesterday on Okujimisho, I was just laid back. I said, this man, how are you going to explain this? But let us see as the time goes. Nigerians know You should know better what we want as a people. Because as it is now, I'm still yet to see, I'm still yet to be convinced that some of these characters are the people that's going to take us out of the mess we are in. Speaking of your first story, it's a sad one, very sad development. I said it one time, I was going to Ikorodu and I decided to park my car around my 12th year. I said, let me take a public vehicle to Ikorodu. Before I got to where I was going to, in each bus stop, these people were busy collecting money. At the end of the day, the bus conductor wanted to return the money to me, my chin. I said, don't bother. How much did you make from this trip? Just take it. You understand? So for us to need this story, but it has to go across the state, not just in Dumata, stopping in Dumata. The government is not being sincere with these things. Because I don't know any mega city that will have people running about the streets and collecting money from people. Meanwhile, your own children and abroad, you know, schooling and doing all these things, and you have people running about the street collecting money from people. So until the government is sincere with this, it will continue.
All right. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you very much, Kevin, for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from you. We've got messages on Facebook. Let's take a look at some of them. Michael Babajara says, to tell you the truth, there's no government in power in Lagos State that can take away Agbero because these Agbero are their tools for election. Those they claim to have arrested will soon be released. They will even pay them compensation. All right. Babatunde Fasanya says, the truth is that the NURTW faction in Lagos Island are allegedly with PDP people, and the faction headed by MC Akinsonya are Tinubu's boys. So they have to neutralize the island gang before the election. The ban on their activities should have been outright statewide ban, but they're using these guys for political purpose. And can't you see the security operatives guarding their chairman? That's a message from Babatunde Fasanya on Facebook. All right, Lagos, if you're just tuned in, we're bringing you three of the biggest stories of the day. One of them from right here in our studio, Jimmy D'Souza's interview yesterday with one of the grassroots organizers for the Tinubu campaign, co-founder for a grassroots organization for the Tinubu campaign. That was a story that we just told you about. When we come back from our break, let's talk about the president making subsidy removal the next president's problem. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3.
People, they always make me laugh when they talk, say 2K not be money. So you never hear Fidelity get a lot in Melos promo season 5 when it be shit, which was chickeny 2K.
28 at the moment, the Buhari administration wants the National Assembly to delay subsidy removal until July 2023. That's our final story. Now, that date is important because it's almost 2 months after the Buhari administration leaves office on May 29th, 2023. So if the president gets his way at the National Assembly, subsidy removal will be the next president's problem, not this one. But Buhari's ministers insist that this move is not about the elections. They say that the president is doing it out of consideration for the masses. Now, where does the National Assembly come in? In two places. First, this year's budget only funds subsidy until the end of June. So the president wants them to add money to the budget for the subsidy in the second half of the year. Secondly, they're going to need to amend the Petroleum Industry Act. The PIA actually makes subsidy illegal by deregulating the downstream sector. And the PIA enters into force next month. So if that law is not amended, any future subsidy payments are illegal. Timi Presilva acknowledged this. He's the Minister of State for Petroleum. And he says that the administration is asking the National Assembly to change the entry into force dates in the PIA so that subsidy can remain until July next year. And I want to know what you think, Lagos. Do you think that it's a mere coincidence that the president is moving the subsidy question to after the elections? Or do you agree with folks like the NBA president, Olumide Akpata, who say that it's being done to help the president's party, the APC, win the election? Also, do you think that the move to amend the PIA just months after passing it will send any type of signal to potential investors in the petroleum sector? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Of course, you can talk about our two stories on the show today. We've talked so far about the Lagos State Government suspending NURTW activities in Idumota. Then we've talked about Buhari making fuel subsidy removal the next president's problem. And now we've just talked, we just talked about the subsidy story. But before the break, we also talked about campaign finances and where bullion vans on elections Eve are normal. You know, we talked about that. We played you an interview with Bangwetan from Jimmy Dusu's show yesterday. You should listen to that show, by the way. Happens every weekday from 9 to 10. Saturdays from 8 he's on air, and 7:30 he's taking a look at newspaper headlines with Sheriff Quadri. Sheriff Quadri's show is from 5 a.m. every day. Really, you should just listen to the station. You know, 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. there's something happening for everyone. And if Nigeria wahala tire you, listen to the Techers, Collings and Andrea. Their show is just beautiful. It lights me up every time I listen. It's so cheerful and cheery, and they're just having a lot of fun on the air. So you can listen to them as well from 10 a.m. every weekday. All right, let me come to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Atisye Olayinka.
Olainka, good to have you on the show.
Yes, I'm calling Nigeria Info.
Yes, this is Nigeria Info. My name is Sandra. Welcome.
Okay. I want to contribute to the program that's going on now.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Concerning to the issue of blood pan, I want to ask if your FM can bring Mr. Ahmed Bola Tinubu to your show for people from Nigeria to intervene concerning to that, and to ask how many bilopan is going to take him when he's contesting for president in this country. According to what information that I got during the last election, he used to bilopan. Now, how many, when he's contesting for president, how many billion pounds is going to use to share money for the people, for all Nigerians? Apart from that one, I think if he becomes president of this country, the Agbere people will be marching people's head, because automatically the chairman of the NURT will be automatically become national president or national chairman. And the money that they are collecting, I'm referring to the Agbero people. What are they using it for? Hello?
I'm here, I'm listening.
What are they using it for? Indirectly, the organ on top, which is Jagabon, is collecting the money from them.
Well, you can't prove that. You can't prove that, so you can't exactly say that.
You and I know that. You and I know that.
I don't know that. That's why I'm saying you can't say it either. Because if you can't prove it, then it's not true.
Okay. Assuming that it's not, I don't have legal backup. Now, the 800 naira they are collecting, the state government are collecting every day, what are they using it for? What are they using it for? Let us be in check with ourselves. If you continue with this, there's no way we are going to.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Joy Forever who says, Sandra, banning NURTW in Idumota is just a show. It's just showbiz. Lagos State government cannot ban them because they are the foot soldiers. Bullion van is used to distribute money for election. Our law is not effective, so people like Tinubu can do as they like. All right. We've got a poll up on Twitter at the moment, and the question we're asking is if people think that the federal government's proposed suspension of subsidy removal until July 2023 is a political move. And so far, 93.9% of the voters think that, yes, it's a political move. They voted, yes, it's a political move. But 6.1% voted, no, it's not a political move. I'd love to hear from those 6.1% because I want to hear their reasons. But let's come back to you on the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
And this is Andrea, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank, the Vice President of ASFA.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
And this is Andrea, the first one is this Prince Abel. So I listened to ASFA last time some man was talking, saying anybody that sees any Abel or he wants to collect money, that you should snap the picture and send it to police, that police is going to arrest them.
Right.
Now, they abandoned Abel. Why not use the opportunity to ban Abolo in Lagos? If they can ban Abolo in Idumota, why not ban Abolo in Lagos State? How do you think that police can arrest Abolo? That is number one. For Tinubu issue and House of Assembly, is it not possible, or how possible it is for House of Assembly to know how much a party spent? They say for presidential campaign, you can't spend more than $1 billion. How can they know how much some a party spends? Or can they not make it a law that anybody or any party fund or buying votes or vote buying or whatever is being called, that person will be canceled or disqualified? If House of Assembly do that law, is it bad for the last one? They want to do a fuel subsidy July next year. To put problems for the next president of this country. Now, they have started planning it. No problem. I want you, Alexandra. Anybody, because all these people now that are hiking of foodstuff, fuel, dollar, and everything. Now, I want you to ask questions for all these people coming out as a presidential candidate. If they come inside this country now to be the president of the country, how would they survive this problem? All these problems that they have seen it. What plan are they having to solve all these problems? Do they have the capacity to solve this problem?
Good question. Mohammed Bashiru on Twitter says, it's a political move in order for people not to lose interest in the APC. If they had removed it, same faith would have happened to them the same way PDP increased fuel to 100 Naira. Or Lawale on Twitter says, I think the ban of NURTW in the disputed areas is in good order. If government has meted such punishment in recent times, the NURTW Lagos chapter would have sat up and cautioned their members. But because they are tools of government during election, Lobatan. Hello, Ali. Thanks for your message. Joseph Imafidon says, the suspension of NURTW does not go far enough and should be extended to the other parts of the state. Olubenga Real says, is suspending subsidy removal until July 2023 a political move? Sandra, the painful thing is the same people ruling now claim that there is no subsidy. So who are they paying subsidy for? NLC is even complicit because they're supposed to ask who you are paying subsidy to. Let me take a look at the messages that we have on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And of course, if you leave us messages on Facebook, we'll take a look at them and we'll take them live on the show as well. All right, so WhatsApp is loading. While it's loading, let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
How are you today?
I'm very well.
I know. Through your voice, I know you're okay.
Turn your radio off now. Eh?
I'm done. I must obey your order.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
This Agbero, the two bodies they banned, you see, if there's no riot, if there's no problem between the two factions, I don't think they will ban them. But the banning now is a rather, that is, it's a yellow card to other people. for the top city, I want Nigeria to know that whether we like or not, one day something will go. What we need something for in this country today is agriculture. If we say we are hungry,
agriculture is already subsidized. Agriculture is already subsidized.
We say to me, agriculture.
Yeah, it's already subsidized as well.
Enough.
Okay.
If we pack farmer, you give them plenty of money, I'm telling you, there will be food in this country, and that's what we need. So now, as it is now, no party. We remove this type of subsidy during election year. That's why they pass to the incoming government. If anybody come on board, if he like, he can continue with it. If don't like, but something say corruption. I'm telling you, Sandra, when they brought it to the country, they take it to another neighboring country to go and say, make money, plenty of money. Every time, look at, we are paid $3 trillion. For what? The recommendation of the finance minister for me is strong, but I think you are going to pay 5,000 to let these people know. If they want to remove the subsidy, don't give that $1 trillion to Labour Congress, to buy vehicles, to buy buses. I'm telling you, all Nigeria will enjoy that.
All right, Prince YS, thank you very much for calling. Interesting ideas I'm hearing on the show this afternoon. But keep them coming. 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm your friend from Badagry. I don't want to measure my name on there. I want to continue for this matter.
All right, go ahead.
I called you last week to give you this information, but you didn't pick your call, personal call.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my friend. Oh.
I want to measure my name on there.
Okay.
That Esther, and Emmanuel.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you see politicians, they have planned their way. They use this one to blindfold us for not knowing what is happening. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Let me tell you this. But this one looks like your agenda, but let me tell you what they are planning. You just say what big man was promoted yesterday as a policeman.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm.
Is it the only person in Lagos State that is doing the police work? Could you believe, say, 2,050 inspectors, they are still lying down on the ground. They never didn't promote us last year.
Okay.
They didn't promote.
Okay.
Inspectors who supposed to get ASP last year, they didn't promote. The same person was the IG, 2002, where police went on strike February. He's now the chairman of a police service commission, Abi. But they promoted a new AIG now. And they're an inspector now. This is the third rank he's getting. It's not so that they get the rank. We have never passed inspector. They are preparing towards 2023. But Nigeria, we are talking, they take a NCERW, I've been waiting to call Admiral, they take the black food now. All of us, we clap for them, they ban them. They don't forget, see, people that are supposed to get promotion, they fail to get promotion.
Okay.
But we are talking about NCERW, I've been on the corner Admiral. If not the country where we will leave, maybe they leave, they go now.
All right, thank you very much for calling. That was an entirely different tangent, but okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir? Good afternoon.
Sandra, my name is Monday. I'm calling from Amgoko.
Welcome, Monday. Go ahead.
You don't wonder how to describe Lagos State.
How?
It's government of Agboros. Bagboros and for the Agboros.
Even though they just banned NURTW. And is NURTW Agbero really?
Leave all that one. What I'm telling you is, for instance, the Lagos State House of Assembly, that about over 30% of them were used to be Agberos. Because they are still getting some feedback from all these boys.
How do you know that they used to be Agberos?
Okay. The other day, the other commissioner came. Or saying they should pay 800 naira for something today, and they should be giving the Agboros their own money.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the last month were Agboros.
How do you know that?
You need not to be told.
No, if you're coming on air and you're talking to more than 1 million people and you're telling them
the people who
are in your your House of Assembly who are LASMA, they used to be Agueros, you need to have better proof than you don't need to be told, you know, because anybody can call and say anything.
Somebody from the office there came the last time to say 800 naira for all of every day.
Okay.
And they should make arrangement for the wood road transport worker. Is that the real thing to do? Or don't we have government again? So that's what I say, is government of the Agberos. And for that bills.
All right, I'm going to have to let you go there because you're just saying a lot of things and you're not really giving me proof to back them up. Ademola from Magodo on WhatsApp says, fuel subsidy suspension adds to the many number of problems that this government cannot solve. They'll rather borrow than think of how to generate funds, suspend subsidy than think of how to get investors to build refineries. Zero thinking capacity as usual. But that's the thing, you can't even get investors to build refineries because the world is moving away from oil. So investors are looking for other things to invest in that is not oil. You get? Suspension of fuel subsidy is a political move because of winning the elections, Pete Obwa says. Pete, thank you very much for your message. Lagos government should make the ban or scrap of NURTW across the state. It mustn't be restricted to the island only. Or government should take it over, reform it, recruit only the best among the youth to be in charge of the union, even with at least SSCE certificate only. This will help us to bring a bit of sanity in that sector. And Lagos will achieve its dream. Look, the attitude of these miscreants has given our dear state all sorts of bad names, and it's embarrassing. Sandra, even with the aborigines or the real owners of Lagos, these guys' attitudes are embarrassing us as well. I think I will call on all true sons and daughters of Lagos State. Let's all protest on this NURTW attitude. They should all go back to their own states and be doing their things there. Sandra, 90% of these Agueros are from other states. Just 10% are original indigenous of Lagos. So these guys should leave our state alone. No. God bless Nigeria. God bless Lagos State. And God bless you too. On the issue of Asiwaju, look, nothing people will say. Tinubu is an ex-president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria come 2023. He has paid his dues by helping a lot of people and their families politically, so he deserves to be supported in 2023. Nobody deserves anything. Nobody should be handed anything. You know, you look at their antecedents and you look at their moral character and you make your decision about whether this person will make a good president for all. You can't say, oh, because they were good to political families, therefore they deserve to be president. Nobody deserves to be president. You know, it's a very important seat. You don't give it to someone because they deserve it. No, you give it to someone you think can do the work. But Alaba, thank you so much for your message. We've got more messages here, so let's try to take a look at as many of them as possible. This one says, let's use brain to sieve this. What's easier for government to do between one, paying more money on the pretext of subsidy, or two, send the PEIB back to the National Assembly for amendment, or three, hike in petrol and the attendant opera? Sandra, out of the three, the third looks difficult, but the sense of insurrection is the beginning of wisdom. The decision to suspend the increase in petrol price is purely political. No means and words about it. All right. Babatunde, thank you for your message. Sylvester from New Okoba says, Sandra, please, have we confirmed that truly the Dumota NURTW has not been collecting money from motorists around Dumota? Because it's not enough for the state government to make a pronouncement and the situation is still the same. Thank you. Well, our news team will be out trying to ensure that there is actually enforcement of that pronouncement. Chooks says, anybody supporting Tumbo on the bullion van palaver is a hypocrite. Chooks is from Alakbere, or is in Alakbere in Ketu. We've got another message here. Your name is Manny. Manny is in Houston. Manny says, the bullion van episode is a deal breaker for me. It smacks of vote buying and corruption. Nigerian politicians are funny. Instead of coming out openly to declare their presidency and calling a world press conference to answer nagging questions about the country and themselves, they send their minions to the press to answer questions that they are free to answer. People are asking several questions about BAT instead of him coming out to show the world how well he understands the festering issues in the country. He hides behind his spokesman and pays imams to pray for him. I hope Nigerians wise up to their antics. Nigerians deserve a candidate who will come up and tell us how they'll solve the security problem, provide a conducive environment for job creation, help them put food on their table, etc., etc. We need to hear from problem solvers. All right. Thank you very much. We had one of the candidates on Joyce's show, I believe, earlier this week. The one who is a professional, according to his LinkedIn profile. So he was on air and he was talking about his plans there a bit. So maybe go and listen to that interview and let us know what you think about that particular candidate. He hasn't declared what party he'll be running on their platform. 99.3, hello.
Hello, sir. Thanks
for calling. What's your name?
How are you? My name is Sam.
Your name is?
Samuel.
Samuel, good to have you on the show.
Okay, how are you? Fine, thank you. Thanks for educating us continuously.
You're welcome.
What is happening? The Agberos in Lagos, we know what to do. The state government know what to do. It's like deleting yourself. When you delete Agberos from Lagos, you delete the government itself. Because somehow it's help to collect a fund and also help during election. They have a lot of people, followers. That's one beside. Then the Boulevard, all of us know. There are banks. There are sources. If I want to transfer one million to somebody now, I can transfer it even right from my house here. They don't want such funds to be traced through the bank system. That is why they carry cash. How many Boulevard are we going to carry throughout the whole country? Well, you said, come and think of it. If it is taken to Atiwaju's house, how much was his money for his 8 years? How much was his income? Now you have started sharing 50 million. You know you have gone to Niger State, gone to Katsina State. I know how many, you know how much I go to. You know, somebody should account for how much you get for your 8 years. What was your income? People don't take money for food. Then we will want to know where you got the source of your money. If you want to be the president of this country. Then for the last one, which is the
subsidy.
Removal of subsidy. We all know what is happening. Well, to remove the subsidy is a difficult one. A government that says that the subsidy was not in existence, that it was a scam before, how can you now say that you cannot remove it? Removing what is not there. So it's deceit for all of us. Next year, it's a matter of postponing the problem. Whether APC win, or another party win. The next government, if any attempt to, it will still be the same problem. We should have solved this problem 2012. But whether we solve it now or we solve it next year, it's a problem on all of us.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Godwin Akomaye says, Sandra, who's a true Lagosian? That's an interesting question. It's a question that's been raging for years, a debate that's been raging for years. But we're not going to get the answer to that question right now. Godwin also says, if government wants to ban, they should ban them in all the state. Godwin, thank you for your message. Godwin is messaging us from Ikorodu. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
This is Mommy Choma.
Welcome, Mommy Choma. Welcome. Go ahead.
Please, Auntie Sandra, when you see that kind of message, that one that says Tinubu deserves to be our next president, don't be reading it for us.
Ah.
God forbid that Tinubu can never be our next president. At all. That's my own.
All right, Choma, thank you for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm very well. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Alex on the line.
Welcome, Alex.
Yeah, Sandra, I told you a few days ago that Tinubu's minions will be having a lot of explanations to do. It's quite a baggage that they will have to explain to Nigerians.
Hmm.
I watched the interview on RI, and not his interview. I mean, the interview of his people.
Okay.
On our right. And it was a shame. It was a big shame. Rufai was blasting them with questions, and they were just, it was just a big shame, you know. It's bad enough that they think that we are fools. You know, I said so yesterday, that if your politician thinks that he's above the law, it's one thing. But by the time they begin to prove it to you that they're above the law, that's exactly what we have with these people. But I want to guarantee Nigerians that no matter the plan of these people, they will fail. They will fail, if for nothing else. In fact, I've said it on my handle, right? That we're not even interested in Tinubu's age anymore. Who gives a damn? We don't want to know about his age anymore. He's just too old. He's just a very old man. Let's take it like that. He's a very old man for that job. I don't want to know his age anymore. You know, I have an elderly father. I've said that before. And I wouldn't want my father to be the one to lead my children into their future. It's an abomination. I'm sorry.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for calling. We've got Samson Bamidele who says, Sandra, the NURTW guys and their entire families, their wives, their sisters, their brothers, their in-laws, are the people that vote on election day. Some of your callers don't vote on election day. NURT guys cannot be stopped in Lagos State. That's a message from Comrade Samson Bamidele. Thank you for your message. We'll take another message off of Facebook. Let's see. This one here is from Jeff, who says, education background is questionable. Occupation is questionable. Origin is questionable. We're complaining of bullion van. Ha 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 ha. This time around, it will be bullion plane. We are all watching. Tinubu can never be my president. Jeff, with that message there on Facebook. Evita says, God forbid, Tinubu can never be our president in 2023. All right. Danlami Norbert says, President Sandra, suspension of fuel subsidy is a real scam from the present government. Just watch out. It may not reach that time that they said before it increases. Okay. Let me come back to the phone lines. Those are messages from Facebook. Let's come back to Lagos. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Oluwasola.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
The subsidy postponement is just a deceit.
Okay.
How can a government that knows the election is coming early next year postpone the subsidy to next year? Even it's not going to help their party. How are they sure their party is going to win? Even they don't need to go that way at all.
Okay.
We know that this subsidy is a scam. They said, yeah, it's no, and they have removed it twice. And now, Shomi Adesina is telling us that if they don't remove the subsidy, they will increase the borrowing again. Even if they increase it, they will borrow money. They don't have plan for this country. We have to think. You remember on Agbero, Deputy Governor of Lagos State, compare Agbero in Lagos with a doctor or not when they strike. You see how they reason. APC think they are going to continue. They are just deceiving us. They are doing everything. PDP is supposed to wake up with any other party. Supposed to wake up. Do you know the reason why Nigeria won in 2016?
Why?
We fought the policy for the election. You remember Jonathan wanted to remove INEC chairman? And we refused it. And they do everything. They change the election day. They change so many things. They try everything. And everybody now looking. INEC is doing nothing. You're asking for 305 billion. Nobody talk on that. What is he doing? Want to? All of them are working together. The APC is securing their continuity, but we must wait for to make sure the process of the election must be right. But as it is today, just taking your PVC is not. What about that day? They can change on that day because they know the rule. They will do everything to come to make them to go and quote that rule to stop the election, to do whatever they want to do. They are telling they want to increase the police, soldier, all forces now. They'll be carrying guns. How is you sure you'll be able to come out on that?
Oluwashola, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. I wish I had more time to stay on with you, but we will try to continue this conversation on the other side of 4 o'clock. I'm checking now to see if there's some time. Yes, we've got about 14 minutes before we have to take a break at 4:15. So these stories that we've touched on today on the big three, we'll take them over onto the other side of 4 o'clock. Benga is standing by to bring you the business news. Don't go away.
It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Government suspending NURTW activities, and my question on that story was if you thought that it went far enough. Do you think that this reaction that we're seeing this time is because of lessons learned from the last time? Because remember, last time, you know, when they clashed, the RTEAN and the NURTW, we had a settlement meeting mediated by the Lagos State Government through the Transportation Commissioner's SA, Special Assistant, Oluwatoyin Fayinka. And they met at the Radisson Blue and they made some peace and they shared territory. And but this time, we're hearing that the Police Rapid Response Squad arrested two NURT leaders in Idumota. There's also the suspension of activities in Idumota. Do you think that this partial suspension will be enough to send the message to the transport unions to clean up their act, you know? Or do you think government should take stronger steps against them, against the NURTW, like perhaps what happened in Ondo State? So that was our first story. For our second story, we played an interview for you, an interview granted by the co-founder of Grassroot Network for Asiwaju Tinubu, Kehinde Gbangbeton. He was here on Jimmy Disu's show yesterday at 9. And they talked about quite a lot. And you can listen again on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. You can listen on our website. You can watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. But one of the things they talked about that stuck out for me was the answer Gbangbeton gave when he was asked about the bullion vans. We don't have time, so I can't play it for you again. But you can definitely check out our social media pages and you'll see his answer on there. And then we talked about the Buhari administration wanting the National Assembly to delay subsidy removal until July 2023. I want to know what you think about that story. Do you think that that story is a mere coincidence? You know, that the president is moving the subsidy question to after the elections? Or do you agree with people like the NBA, for instance, who say that, oh, they're simply doing this to help the APC win the election? Do you think that this move to amend the PIA just months after passing it will send any signal whatsoever to potential investors in the petroleum sector? And what do you think about Bukola Saraki announcing his intention to run for president? That news broke. You heard it on our business news. You can also throw your hat into that ring and you know, tell me what you think very quickly. 0700-993-993-993. We've got 11 minutes. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Quick one. Did I hear say Bukola Saraki want to run again?
That's right.
Come on, what is going on, for God's sake? Some of us will call and say, no, Igbos don't know how to play politics. Allow these people now. These two tribes have been running the affairs of this country.
Well, Saraki is a Yoruba man. So
that's what I'm saying.
So that's
Yoruba also have been ruling this country now.
Okay.
We have three major tribes. Yeah? Can they allow these people? Dr. Bessie yesterday was saying that they should wait till 2025. What is going on, for God's sake? Sandra, on the Agbero thing, you remember last year at Obalende where they fought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Government make peace with them, right?
Right.
And somebody called and said the ones in Idumota are PDP guys. Abi?
Someone sent a message on social media.
Don't call them
to
make peace with them. You just banned only that section of...
So do we want the government to make peace with them or do we want the government to ban them? What do you think?
No, well, supposing they banned those people that fought at Abalende, what they did to Idumota people, what stopped them from doing that?
Is that what they should do? Do you think that's what should
that's
be done?
That's what they're supposed to do.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for calling. We're going to keep the calls very short because we want to hear from as many people as possible. Good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Joy.
Hey, Joy. Welcome.
Thank you. We've got time to call since.
Bele, welcome.
What I want, mine is on the first subsidy. Sandra, if you remember, because Nigerians, we do forget a lot. When they first increased the fuel at that point in time,
right,
that Nigerians were clamoring, we were angry and all that. Osibajo, they sent him, he came and told us that, okay, here and Ibekachukwu, they explained that the 145, which the first increment that they did, or 145, 148,
right,
was that the money that they are paying, that we are the ones they will be paying now, so they are going to use that money for refinery to repair our refinery. I don't know if you remember them.
I remember.
They will use that to repair refinery. I don't know. These people, when they go to bed, do they sleep with their two eyes closed? With the kind of lies they come out and teach out to Nigerians, do they take us for a fool? Now, what are they going to explain? That those monies at that point in time, you said you were going to remove fuel subsidy. The Nigerians accepted because they said they were going to repair the refinery.
Okay.
At this point in time, the refinery is still not working. This is the eighth of it. This is the seventh year or the eighth year of this government. We don't have any working refinery.
All right, Joy, thank you very much for calling. Remember, we're keeping the calls as short as possible. 99.3.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
My name is David.
Welcome, David. Go ahead.
You see, I want to blame NSA. They have a very great opportunity and they blew it.
Okay.
Nigerians don't have any reason. What they have, they should be paying higher on it. Just imagine, Sandra, if I have hectares of tubers of yam and I give it to somebody to manage for me, and I've been buying for my own house consumption at the production cost.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the mismanagement of this person I'm giving it to, he's saying I should be buying at market price. It's not done. What the labor supposed to agree with them is that when Dangote comes up, he can always sell to West African countries at international market price. But what they're supposed to talk on that, how they will police our border, that it will not be smuggled by an individual, so that we Nigerians can be buying it at a comfortable subsidized prices.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Person Peking on Twitter says, number one, suspension of subsidy removal is a pawn on the 2023 chessboard. Number three is BAT, the INEC that needs bullion vans for logistics. The defender of BAT on the show yesterday cheaply agreed that the bullion vans are for vote buying. Get your PVC and vote wisely come 2023. Person Peking on Twitter with that message. We've got 4 minutes, so we need to try and take at least four calls. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is John calling from Unilag.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, well done.
Thank you.
Okay, what I want to just say quickly is that as long as APC is in this Lagos state, Agbero can never leave Lagos. It's not a cause, it's just the reality. APC and Agbero, they know what they are doing together. They're united and they're married. That one is one side. Therefore, this Tinubu that wants to come out, that man that Uncle Jimmy's guest, I wish my line connected that, they need to ask him. If you tell me Lagos is developed, I want to know what development means. Lagos shouldn't be compared to Ondo State, all those small states in Nigeria, Zamfara, Abia. Lagos should be compared to mega cities in the world, like Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, places like Berlin, London. That's why you should compare Lagos to Tokyo. Nobody should be telling me about it. Lagos doesn't have pipe on water. Lagos doesn't have its own electricity. Lagos have touts. Is that what mega city is all about?
Thank you very much for calling, Joseph. 99.3, hello. Oh, sorry, John. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Harrison calling from Ilukwejun.
All right, you've got 1 minute.
All right. The analysis that woman that called us now gave is very right. And I don't really know who can help Nigerians. The NLC are not sincere. Because if they are sincere, that analysis that woman gave is actually what they are going to use. This whole lie. And they lie because we don't even, we, the people, the masses, we don't even believe ourselves. We don't even know what they think. Sometimes I wonder whether there is something they throw in the air that's making us confused. How can the government come out that the government that told us that they are removing subsidies so that they use the money and repair the refineries and make them functional? For how many years now they are still talking about subsidy?
Thank you very much for calling. All right, that was fantastic. We're out of time. But thank you so much for being a part of our conversation on The Big Three today. You can listen to it again on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. You can listen to the full interview with Jimmy Disu yesterday on our website as well, nigeriainfo.fm. You can watch for yourself. I recommend that you watch it. It's good to see the reactions on the faces of the people that we're interviewing when we are interviewing them. And you can watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S. Ezekwesili on social media. Lagos, those were your hard facts. Good night.